You may be seated. Today we will ask the two sisters to come and to sing. Please come to the front. And in the meantime, I would like to greet and welcome all of you, especially our brethren from Dubrovnik who are here today for the first time. Where are they? Please stand up, our brethren from Dubrovnik. God bless you in a very special way in our midst. And we hope that you are acquainted with the English language to understand everything by the translation. Then we have greetings from all over. So many phone calls never came in as yesterday and also this morning. God has blessed beyond what we can ask and beyond what we can understand. And He has given grace worldwide. It's just very wonderful to experience, to witness how God is calling His people all over the earth. Now, just for your information now, 1 week ago, I received the visa for China. On Friday, I received the visa for Mongolia. And there, the meetings are arranged now. God opened doors and hearts. And we are just grateful. And God willing, in September, this great journey will take place up unto Korea and up unto Australia to carry the precious message and the revealed word. Today, I will not read greetings. I will just say that all who have sent emails, all who phoned in, that we just rejoice about it. Now, just the special greetings from Brother Gilbert. No, I think, forgive me, Brother Gilbert is here, from Brother Gilsong. The Lord God, may He give us this morning the right attitude in our hearts so that His word can accomplish for what it was sent for.
Wie süßer Liederreim tänz an mein lauschend Ohr. Du bist heut näher heim, mein Herz denn je zuvor. Näher daheim, näher daheim, bald ist das Werk getan, dann ruh ich aus daheim. Näher dem Siegeslohn, der Heimat Licht und Heer, näher dem weißen Thron und dem kristallnen Meer. Näher daheim, näher daheim, bald ist das Werk getan, dann ruh ich aus daheim. Herr, ehe der Tag entweicht, verleih mir Ernst und Werk getan, dann ruhig aus daheim.
Amen. Amen. Davon sind wir.
We are convinced of it. The Lord completes His work. Just as He completed the work of creation, so He is completing His work of redemption. And when He will then look at it, He will say, it is very good. That's how it was with the natural creation. And that's how it is with a spiritual creation, with a plan of salvation which God purposed before the foundation of the world. And by grace, in our time, He brings it to fulfillment. And we are truly grateful that we can have part in it, in that what God is doing right now. Again, we will look at some scriptures, and we ask for your understanding, who are perhaps waiting for that we have here a whole bulk of sermons of Brother Branham here, and that we read of it. Here is the book table with all the sermons of Brother Branham in the German language. We have more than 200 sermons which can read all. I'm not here to once again preach the sermons of Brother Branham. I'm here to carry the Word of God. And as we will look at it later on, to give out the spiritual food, but never separated from the Word of God, always embedded in the Word of God. And we are just grateful for it, that God has given and kept us with a clear mind, that He kept us in balance in His Word, that we can distinguish when it is written in the time when the Son of Man is being revealed. And when one reads on, then we are told precisely what takes place when He comes. First, when He reveals Himself, this is a period. But when He comes, this is a moment. I could read you all these scriptures, and from the Holy Scripture, I could point out the several points from the plan of salvation of our God. But as we read here in the word of introduction, verse 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Here is the most powerful mystery, the mystery of God in Christ, and the mystery of Christ in the Church. Whoever reads Genesis 1 will find out that God created Adam in His image, and that Eve was in Him. And whoever reads Genesis 2 will find out that the Lord God, only when Adam was in the body of flesh, then He opened His sight And then he took out Eve from him, and he gave her to him, and he cried out, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. That's the church was not only taken, was not taken out when God revealed himself in the Old Testament in the spiritual body. Only when God manifested himself in the body of flesh, then on the cross of Calvary, his side was opened and the blood was shed and the redemption of the church took place. And as we are told from Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul set it forth, flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. We were taken out from him and we were again given back to him as it was with the first Adam at that time. That's how it happened with the second Adam. And that's how it is with us, brothers and sisters, that we are a word bride, not some kind of added people. No, a word bride, which never goes beyond the word, but in every doctrinal point she remains in the word of God, respecting the word, accepting and receiving it, believing it, and getting it revealed. And these are the two main points from the Old Testament. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And the answer was and is, all who believe the sermon of the word of God, to them the arm of the Lord is revealed. They find grace in the sight of God, because they heard what the Lord said through his word to us. And then Isaiah 55. The word which goes forth from my mouth will not return void unto me, except it has accomplished for what I have sent it for. Hallelujah! Praise be to God. It's not the messenger who accomplishes something. It's the message. And the message is the word of God, which was addressed to us. And here in 1 Timothy, in chapter 3, it's written, of course, before verse 16, is written verse 15. And here we read 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. The moment has come where all who believe God now, that they just let themselves be placed into the divine pattern. No own way, no own will anymore, no own plan, no own interpretation, no own message, but rather as the church of the living God, Himself being the pillar and foundation of the truth. In the church of the living God, not a single interpretation has its place, not a single lie has place there. She was founded on the truth, and she herself is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. Why? Because our Lord said in Matthew 16, He said, I will build my church. He of course didn't say to Peter, that you build my church, or to Paul, please build my church, continue to build my church. No, but He has placed the various ministries into the church for the edification. And only as long as we are in the church and abide in the church of the living God, so long the admonitions and the teachings, everything what is addressed to us, we will receive and we will believe with all our hearts. Now, coming to the message of the hour. Also now we have the great privilege to be established and edified on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, so that we can say out of conviction, we have a more sure word of prophecy which we possess, and which shineth in a dark place as a bright light. If the word of prophecy is revealed in the connections in which it belongs, then it flashes forth, and then we don't abide anymore in darkness, but then we have the light of life. The faith, as the scripture says, is a gift from the Almighty God, which is only given to the true believers. All the others, they believe what they like. This they did in the past, and this they will continue. But in the Epistle of Jude, it's written in verse 3, contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Bible believers are not dead. Bible believers are the living. They are living now, who are sanctified by the word of God. And by this, they are penetrated by the truth. Then the admonition from Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Here we have a special admonition which the Lord has given to us by His grace. And brothers and sisters, it's just necessary that we forsake all resistance and that we let every word of God speak to us. And thanking God for it, that He is still speaking to us. Because when God would not speak to us anymore, where would we then be? In Hebrews chapter 4, let me read the first verses. Hebrews chapter 4, from verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest. lest any of you turns out to be left behind. So that it, that doesn't turn out, all of us who are here today, and all who are listening today, or who will hear it later on, lest any of you at the return of Christ turns out that he is left behind. We cannot imagine this. What kind of condition, what kind of trouble it will be when people are left behind at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us take care. And let us take verse 2 to heart. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. The word which we are hearing now, is it mixed with faith? Is it connected with faith so that the preached word is revealed to us? So that we really come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God? At that time, the word which they heard didn't profit them because it was not mixed with faith. The inner agreement to every word of God is just necessary so that we are found in the will of God. And then, as we mentioned already, Paul said it in Romans chapter 11. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Brothers and sisters, today I read a couple of scriptures which fit to last night to show us, although not everything is the way as God wants it to be and as we would like to see it, yet we know that he who started, he will also finish. Let us go to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, where our Lord gave to his own the last commission and what would follow them who believe, what kind of miracles, what would accompany them, in what kind of way the supernatural working of God would take place and be manifested in the church. We can read it in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. From verse 16, and then we just continue up to verse 19 and verse 20. So then, after the Lord Jesus had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. The same will happen now. As it was as an example in the ministry of Brother Branham, that really a restoration, not only as a teaching, but as a divine reality, will be in our midst. And we will be eye and ear witnesses. But this word, set on my right hand, goes back to Psalms 110. And it's repeated in Matthew 22, verse 44. And it's also repeated in Mark 12, verse 36. And also in Luke 20, verse 42, sit at my right hand until I make all enemies thy footstool. Up to Acts chapter 2, verse 32, up to 36, up unto Hebrews 1, verse 13. And now we read from Hebrews, this important verse, that up until now not everything is subject yet, but we see him who has won the victory, and everything will be subject unto him. I'm grateful to God that everything was written down here, in Hebrews chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 2, we read from verse 7, Hebrews 2 from verse 7. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedst him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. Nothing left out of the of subjection, nothing. Everything must be laid to his footstool. And then we read, please don't be sad, but the men of God were always true, and God's word remains true. In the last part of verse 8 we read, but now, until now, we see not yet all things put under him. Everything at its time. The victor of Calvary, he has a plan of salvation. He has pulled out the sting of death. He has bruised the head of the serpent. He has conquered death. But he didn't take it away yet. And then, according to 1 Corinthians 15, at the return of the Lord, death will be swallowed up into victory. Death is already conquered, defeated, but then it will be swallowed up into victory, and death will be no more. Beloved, it's just wonderful When we see the plan of salvation of our God, all the enemies of all the powers of the enemy is defeated, and nobody needs to let him be tormented by the enemy any longer. But as written in 1 John, let me read it to you. And we will believe it with all our hearts, and we will take it to heart. In 1 John, chapter 5, please, let us really believe verse 4. Let us receive it as a divine fact for us. 1 John, chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born or begotten of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory. This is the victory. The faith is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So, faith is a divine fact given to us by God. We don't have to make any efforts to believe what the Scripture says. We may just receive it and accept it by faith, up to the point which we mentioned already last night, that the Lord will proclaim His millennial reign, as written in Revelation chapter 11. And such places, we read with a great agreement. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. When will the kingdom be proclaimed? Here we are told, very precisely, we are told. And then, in Revelation chapter 12, we have it once again confirmed. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And now it speaks of the overcomers, which is raptured as the male child, and which will rule together with our Lord. In verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. They overcame. He has overcome. He is the victor of Calvary. Now we must overcome. Now everything must come to the point that the victory of our God is being manifested in our lives. not only a message about which we speak. And I think now on the mighty experience of Brother Branham when he still walked this earth. He was transferred, he was raptured into paradise, and he saw there the glory of God. He saw the innumerable multitude dressed in white, and he said, all were young. And then he repeats the conversation which took place there, that he will be judged before those to whom he preached. And then right at the end of this conversation, on the other side, he heard the voice, only perfect love enters here. Only perfect love enters here. Everything else is patchwork. Everything else will cease. But the love is the bond of perfection. And then we have the question, why are there so many directions within the message? One brother in the USA, he was proud to say, in our city, there are 9 different churches within the message. I dare to say that in every city, there is only one church, one local church, and there will be forever one local church. And that all own directions, all interpretations which have caused splits, they will have to find their end. And as we read before, all have to be penetrated by the truth to become the pillar and the foundation of the truth. Paul, of course, didn't write letters to 3 churches in Corinth or to the Colossians or wherever he addressed the churches. He didn't address to many. No. At every place, there was a local church. There were elders. There were deacons. And whoever goes to Acts 15, there the whole church, the elders and the apostles, they were called together. And then it was spoken of that, what was subject at the time. Brothers and sisters, it just has to be said here that the Lord, at His return, He will find and will have a word bride in the perfect love of God, joined together. And to this I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 4. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love does not brag on itself. Love is not arrogant or puffed up. We say amen. The love of God is manifested in the characteristics which were given to us by God Himself. And let me say it here. If we were born again unto a living hope, then we have the life and the nature of Jesus Christ. The same Holy Spirit which overshadowed Mary when she was given the promise from the angel Gabriel is the same Holy Spirit who comes upon us, who we in these days are hearing the promises of God. And this is manifested that we are sons and daughters of God. So let us read on. Verse 5. Love does not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own. Love is not easily provoked and keeps no accounts of evil. Let us say amen. And let us also say, beloved Lord, give me the grace and the strength that it becomes like this in me. Verse 6. Love rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices rather in the truth. Verse 7. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. This is the condition in which we are coming now. Just the love towards God, the love towards His Word, receiving and believing all the promises which God has given to us. Now a word which for the first time was laid upon my heart concerning the promise or concerning what our Lord said in Matthew 24. And here a couple of things were said in reference to the end time, to that what would take place before the Lord returns. But out of one conversation, I had to see that there are brothers who are angry with me, who are really angry with me, because in Matthew 24, verse 45, something is written which they cannot receive. And then I thought by myself, how is it possible? With God, it's of course about that the food is being given out in due time. And if we look into the Holy Scripture, there was of course always someone whom God used first and ordained, and then to pass on the word. There was of course not only a Joshua, there were the men of God from the priesthood who were ordained to carry the Ark of the Covenant, to walk to the River Jordan, to cross the River Jordan. They were of course not excluded, they were of course included into that what God has done at that time. Joshua was of course not only the single one, but God, of course, took care of everything what had to take place at the time. And the same we find at the feeding of the 5,000. What happened there? What happened there? The Lord said, give them to eat. But He broke the bread. He passed it on to them, and they passed it then on. And what happened then? 12 baskets were left over so that they could continue to give out. What can I for it that God used Brother Branham to store in the revealed word with all the promises which God has given us as the spiritual food which has to be given out now? What can I for it that the angel of the Lord said to Brother Branham, don't travel to Zurich, but return to Jeffersonville and store in the food? How often he spoke about it. What can I for it that in Joshua chapter 3 is written of the food, let us read it, of the food, of the victuals, which had to be taken with to the journey to the promised land. Here it's written, in Joshua, chapter 3, that they should take food with them. They should store in the food. They should take them with them. Where is it now? Take victuals. Where is it? A mighty word. Take food with you. Why? On the 2nd of April, 1962, why did he use the same words? Why did he speak it? In the plural, not in the singular, in the plural. Store in food. For a great famine is coming. What can I for it? Shall I rebuke the Lord for it? Or shall I thank him that he took care of it? And if I then think about it, when Brother Branham told me the details, that I misunderstood and that we stored in the natural food. And then he said that God would send a famine to hear his word, and the food which you should store in is the promised word for this time. And then right at the end, he said, wait with the giving out until you get the rest of the food. Our brothers don't have to mourn. They shall be grateful that they were included. Let us read the word from Matthew. Let us just read it slowly to hear that God didn't set one servant over the others so that he rules over them. No, so that he can pass on the food so that they can give it out. One should read the word of God precisely. And one should not interpret Matthew 24, verse 45. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household? For what did he set him? To give them food in due season. This is God's holy word. Of course, not to rule over them, telling them what they should do, but to give them food so that they can give it out. How perfect is the Word of God, and how perfect God took care of it. We who had no idea of what God has promised for this time, we were directly included into the divine plan of salvation in our time. And I really wish all our brothers, with all my heart and with all my soul, I wish them that they just once again read the Word of God to give them food in due season. This is the right time. This is the time in which God's Word, as never before, in all the connections, it was revealed. But we are not coming here to the front to say, the prophet said, we are bringing the summary of what God said through all the prophets and apostles in the Old and New Testament. And we recognize and we acknowledge gratefully that God has sent His servant and prophet in our time. The pain over all the directions within the message is so great in me, really, so great. And as I said before already, at the return of the Lord, the called out church in its full restoration must be one heart and one soul, in unity under the sound of the Word of God coming together. And I say this in pain, if one then thinks about it, in how many cities are the various groups, no song is sung together, no Lord's Supper is being celebrated together. All are having their own directions. And then, at the marriage supper, to sing the song of the Lamb together? No. It will not work like this. The original church was already here, one heart and one soul. And the church now at the end, under the mighty leading of the Holy Spirit, under the obedience of the Word, she will be one heart and one soul. And the Lord will manifest His power and His glory in our midst by His grace. What we did, this we did by the commission of God. And in the most important period that we really arrived at the most important period in the plan of salvation, we all understood it. But let us emphasize it once again. Not the messenger, not the wise and faithful servant. No, the food which we may receive, which we may eat, the precious hidden manna, the revealed living Word of God. And whoever goes to John 4 will find out that our Lord said, my food is to do the will of God who sent me. Also, that's what it's all about now. Very important. Let us summarize what God is doing now. It's the last message. The Word of the Lord is going forth to all peoples, tongues, and nations. We are also very grateful that God has given the possibilities that His Word can be carried personally, and that also by the online transmission it can reach the whole world. Who would have thought of it 50 years ago? Who? What is now taking place all over the earth? That at every first weekend, between 750 and 1,000, be it Saturday night or Sunday morning, all over the earth, computers are connected, hearing with us the same word, receiving the same teaching. And as Brother Branham has seen it, that the bride has come out of lockstep, and then she will be brought back again into lockstep. So, we are just grateful with all our hearts that we can witness this. It's of course one thing when it's written in Matthew 24, verse 14, that the gospel shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. And then it says, but we see the fulfillment. We experience it by His grace. The full gospel, the whole counsel of God, with all the promises, up to the promise, behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Brothers and sisters, how many scriptures we could read here to show us that in one single chapter is written of the return of Christ, of His coming after the great tribulation, of His return. Even in Matthew 24, everything is written concerning what happened in the year 70 after Christ, that the believers went up to the mountains of Judea. And then it says, what would take place up into our time. Verse 24, Brother Branham, he pointed to it many times. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And brothers and sisters, let me just say it here in closing. Then it says here, in verse 27, in Matthew 24, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Not a meeting in a cloud over Arizona. No, here, when the Lord returns, we will be taken up. Now listen. Listen closely now. In verse 29, it's written about the great tribulation. And in connection with this, what will happen then? Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. We are going before the great tribulation into glory. But then, after the rapture, comes the ministry of the two witnesses. Then comes the day of the Lord. And then the sun shall turn into darkness, and the moon shall not give her light. And afterward, it's written in verse 30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. This has nothing to do with rapture and bride church, nothing at all. This happens then, and it happens as God has put it forth in His order. Then in verse 32, now learn a parable of the fig tree, the branches and the leaves, they become tender. And then the word in verse 33, so likewise ye, now back again to the, back to the fig tree, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. And then comes heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And then the Lord comes back again to the return. It's so nice that in the German Bibles, we have the word return. In other translations, it's not written like this, that it says only of the coming. But here, we have it in verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And then comes the description. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And then we read verse 39 and 40. What happens then at the return of the Son of Man? Verse 40. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Then, verse 42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. Everything had to be said concerning Israel, concerning the nations, concerning the church, what will happen until the rapture, what would happen after the rapture. Everything is written in one single chapter. Our task is to rightly divide the word. And therefore, also to give out the food, the revealed word, which God has entrusted to us. One more request. Read together with me Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. And then you will see yourself that here it speaks of the it doesn't speak at all about the return as bridegroom. Revelation chapter 1, Verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Here one has to go to Zechariah chapter 12. Here one has to go to the various scriptures to know in what kind of connection belongs that what we are reading and that what is written in the Word of God. For my part, I'm very, very grateful to God. Grateful that we have no own knowledge, no own revelation, but the Lord, of course, throughout all these years, and I'm really looking back to 50 years, not a single time I went beyond the Word, but I always remained in the Word of God. Brother Schmidt said, amen. We know ourselves since many years. God really took care about everything. And we can say together with Peter and the other apostles, whatever we preach, we can also preach before the throne of God. We can testify of it. And we know it is the truth of the Word of God. The Lord will have His way with His church. He has sent a hunger into the land. In Amos 8, verse 11, it's written, and Brother Branham emphasized it. Who would find this one verse in one chapter? I would not have found it. You also would not have found it. But a prophet could say, it is written, God will send a famine, a thirst not for water, a hunger not for bread, but to hear the words of the Lord. We are grateful to God for the prophet, for the prophetic ministry, and we are grateful to God for the word of prophecy, for the teaching word, for the evangelistic word. One short word now, addressed to all who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord and who would like to be baptized. Here is a piece of paper. Somebody wants to be baptized. We really wish that we can only baptize who have repented already, who have put their lives into order, who have dedicated their lives to God according to the scripture. Acts 2, verse 38, repent and be ye baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is happening together with all who have received forgiveness by the blood of the Lamb. As we emphasized last night, we have the word of the cross. It became the power of God to us. We preached it. It didn't return void. It accomplished faith. It had an impact in all those who believe. And so may God give grace that all who are going to be baptized today, that they just leave the broad way which leads to destruction, that they just enter the narrow gate, walking on the straight way. And our Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. There's only one personal revelation of God on the earth, and this happened in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Only He was Emmanuel. Only He was God with us. Not only God above us, God with us. And as sure as God was in Christ, so sure He has reconciled the world with Himself. And as we read from Colossians, the victory of the crucified one has become your and my victory. And the word of faith, which was revealed to us, will become the victory in our personal lives. And all who are of God hear the voice of God. They will not believe any interpretation. They will believe God's word in the original. And this word will not return void, but it will accomplish. It will not return void unto him, but it will accomplish for what he has sent it for. The blessing of the Almighty God rests upon His church, upon the blood-bought flock, upon all who are now hearing the words of God, who receive it by faith, who get it revealed, who are joined together with God in the love towards God, in the love towards the Word, in the love towards one another. Let us really take 1 Corinthians 13, take it home, and everything will cease. Even if I would know all the mysteries, even I would have all the faith, I would have all the gifts, and if I would not have the love of God, then I'm a tinkling cymbal, and I have no chance to enter into the glory. The divine love is the bond of perfection. And this bond of perfection will include all who believe the perfect word and who got it revealed. To him, the Almighty God, we say thanks now and forever. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us thank the Lord together. Perhaps the two sisters have a song. Let us dedicate our lives to the Lord. Our Lord says, have you understood all things? Have you understood all things? And they answered, yes. Matthew 13, the last verses. And so also we can answer the Lord with a yes. He spoke to us in a clear way. We have heard it, we believed it, and it was revealed to us. Who would like to be baptized? May we see the hands? Do we have some who would like to be baptized? One hand, two hands, three, four, five. Brother Schmidt says, the rest will be added. Let us sing, just as I am.
So
bereit zu der Stunde, wenn Gott die Seinen heimholt. Hast du vernommen die Kunde, wie er die Seinen belohnt, wenn er erscheint in den Wolken, in Majestät und in Pracht? Ich kann's nicht sagen in Worten, mein Herz es jubelt und wacht. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland, wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Kannst du begreifen die Liebe, die Jesus Christus dir beut? Bist du mit ihm dann im Frieden, wenn Jesus käme noch heut? Er hat die Städte bereitet für die noch wartende Schar, die immer treu für ihn streiten. Es kommt der verheißene Tag. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland, wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Nichts ist vom Leid mehr geblieben, Spott und Hohn sind dann vorbei. Jesus will allzeit dich lieben, dies meine Losung soll sein. Möchtest du mit in die Heimat, willst Jesus du einmal sehen? Er nur bringt dich in die schöne Stadt, du brauchst nur zu Jesus zu gehen. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland, wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland, wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand.
Amen. Amen.
Wir glauben die Verheißung.
We believe the promise with all our hearts. I go to prepare the place for you, and I come again to take you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. Do you believe it? Believe it with all your heart. Everything the Lord prepared, and He comes again to take us unto Himself. The message is the last call addressed to all who are part of the bride church. And all who have an ear to hear, they will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church now in this time. Firstly, we will pray for all who have a request and who would like to bring it to God. We will pray together, and then we will pray for all who would like to be baptized. Who has a special prayer request which we can bring today before the Lord by faith? Great God, you have seen all the hands. You know what is in every heart. You have given us the full salvation of the spirit, soul and body, a full redemption through the blood of the Lamb. And we hear your word. We believe every promise. I thank you that you are now hearing and answering our prayers, and that you are giving to each one of us what we are asking for. You are answering prayers, because thus it is written, whatever you will ask for, this shall be given unto you. You have given us all things by the power of the work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Together, we are glorifying the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. And we thank you that you are now answering our prayers, that you saved, that you have healed, that you delivered, and that you blessed. Blessed and praised be your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus.
Amen.
And all the people say once again, Amen. Now we ask all who would like to be baptized that they are coming to the front now. All who would like to be baptized, please come now to the front. Let us sing Just As I Am. Do you all understand German? You are translating?
English. Yeah. Der Englisch versteht, der versteht schon halbwegs Deutsch.
Whoever understands English,
English
understands also German, also, because it came forth from German. So you are here
to make a
covenant of a good conscience with God. Baptism is not a traditional ritual. Baptism confirms that you were crucified with Christ, that you died with him, and that you are being buried with him by the baptism. Romans chapter 6. By the immersion, it is shown symbolically that you are buried with Christ, and by rising out of the water again, it is confirmed that you have risen together with Christ into a new life, to walk with Him in a new life. Did you make the decision to follow the Lord, to serve Him? Perhaps you can say to the brother a couple of words in English so that we know what baptism means. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Whoever doesn't believe shall be damned. Mark 16, verse 16. Baptism is important. Baptism is biblical. And therefore, it will take place today. And we wish you with all our hearts God's remaining blessing upon your spiritual and natural life. May the Lord bless you in every way so that you can look back to this day, to the day where you consciously made a covenant of a good conscience with God. Consciously you testified that you received and accepted Christ, that you received the forgiveness of sins personally, and from now on you will follow the Lord in obedience of His word. Brother Schmidt, he will baptize you, and Brother Schmidt will now pray with us. Great God, we thank you, Lord, you testified in your word that your word does not return void, but it fulfills what you have sent it for. And here, our brothers and sisters, they received your word as we heard it, Lord, before you and before people. They are testifying that they walk now together with you. Lord, keep your protecting hands upon them. Lead them through all their trials. Lord, you are our Savior. You yourself, you went through trials. We stand upon your word, Lord. Please be with our brothers and sisters. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Let us sing, "This is the day, this is the day." To this we say Amen. And we recognized the time and the message. And we can thank God with all our hearts. Now we give you greetings to all brothers and sisters in all of Africa, from Abidjan up down to Johannesburg. Just greetings on all the African continent, in all languages, in all peoples. Greetings up to China and up to Mongolia. Greetings to all who love the appearing of our Lord and who prepare themselves. Yesterday, a brother phoned who could not come, who actually was here at every first weekend, and this time he could not come. And he said, Brother Frank, we followed the service and we've seen it, but yet it is different if one can be there personally. And so we are grateful to God that you personally can be here. All you from Czech Republic, from Slovakia, from Romania, from Italy, Austria, Switzerland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, just from all over, from Denmark, yes. The Lord God, may He bless you from the riches of His grace. God willing, this month will be only with short journeys, one now on Thursday to Chicago. There we have a TV broadcast, and the gentlemen, they want that I come personally. 1 hour was given to me there. And then whatever will follow on interviews and meetings, may God bless. You all know we have TV services in Romania, yes, and also in New Zealand, Australia, USA, Canada, South America, up to Kazakhstan. God really took care that also by the TV programs, His Word can reach the nations. To the Lord God be the thanks. May He accompany you. Thank you that you are coming. And together we are expecting the very soon return of our Lord. And all the signs of the time, they are really pointing towards it. And we are crying out with all our hearts, Maranatha, Maranatha, our Lord, come. To Him, our beloved Savior, to Him be the praise and honor, glory and adoration, now and throughout all eternity. Now we ask Brother Gilbert that he comes, that he prays with us. May the Lord God bless all, in all peoples, tongues. May He bless all in Lyon, and may He give there also the unity by His grace, everywhere, everywhere. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty God, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for your mighty word. We know your people will never get into confusion. We thank you for your clear word. And we thank you that we were blessed already. For our Lord Jesus Christ rose and He went up to heaven as the victor. We thank you for this mighty weekend. There's no room anymore for interpretations, but only to believe. Believing what you have said to us in your word. For thy word is clear unto us. and your table is richly prepared. And we thank you for all the details. And we ask you to give us the fear of God into our hearts so that we have a clear respect before your word and for that what you have said this weekend. Give us all the faith and the obedience. Beloved Lord, be praised and blessed forever. And you will have a bride without spot and without wrinkle. You have immersed us into your word this weekend. And your word has become like a rain over us. And we are thanking you for that, what you are doing right now. We thank you for the tool and vessel which you used. We thank you for the chance that we could hear your word. And we thank you for all who have heard your call and who have obeyed your call and are going to be baptized. You are the same. You are changing not. Yes, we thank you with all our hearts and this with joy. And we thank you once again that you spoke to us. And we exalt your holy name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Special greetings we give to our friends from Orlando. God bless you. May He be with you. To all, we are giving warm greetings until the next time. Now, just for your information, the two brochures, where are they, Brother Schmidt? The two brochures, you can take them in the dispatch, but this time only in the German language. God willing, we will have them in the French language as well at the next weekend. The sermon, the token, the evidence. God bless especially our brother Tati, our brother Jean Lambert. May God bless all who are translated in the various languages. May He give success and may He give the right word at the translation. If you would know how difficult translations are, to say the same thing and express it in the other language, one can only really do it in the language in which one was born. If one tells me he can translate into English as a German born in the same way, perhaps. In its own language, one must express what was said in the other language. And to this, God has given our brothers the grace, and He will continue to do so. It's really difficult for me to get to the end. God has done great things this weekend in all of us. And the divine love may it really fill our hearts. May it join our hearts on the inside. Brother Kupfer, may the Lord bless you. May He bless us all and be with us all. What do we sing now? Who says a chorus? Hallelujah, be praised once again.